And I'm here with Jody Horn-Leschinsky. She's the Assistant Director for the Broward Cultural Division. Jody, what's coming up in Broward in the next few weeks?
Well, Caroline, we have so much going on because we are coming to the end of our Broward 100 year. And the grand finale will take place in October, and we are working at breakneck speed to get ready for Duende, which is October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. But in the meantime, four new locations were recently added to our list of Inside Out projects in Broward County. And Inside Out is a global public art project that was initiated by French artist JR, who won the TED Talk International in 2011. The newest large format black and white portrait mural installations are the Young Professionals Network of the Urban League of Broward County, the Broward County Main Library, the City of Tamarack, and the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Inside Out is a global platform for people to share their untold stories and transform messages of personal identity into works of public art. There's been more than 230,000 people from more than 124 countries around the world, and Broward County will have more than 5,000 images created by the end of October. On Wednesdays, September 9th at 6 p.m., Broward Cultural Division will conduct a grant workshop, a grant application workshop, for the Cultural Diversity Program. The workshop will take place on the 7th floor of the Broward County Main Library in Fort Lauderdale. There's no fee for the workshop, but please RSVP at broward.org/arts. The Art and Culture Center of Hollywood partnered with the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport to celebrate Broward County's 100th birthday by installing a 12-foot-tall puppet of Napoleon Bonaparte Broward. And if you don't know who he was, he was the governor. Governor Broward will be on display in the baggage claim area of Terminal 1 through October 5th. And the puppet was created by three-time Emmy Award-winning artist Wayne White during a 10-day artist residency at the Art and Culture Center of Hollywood. So, Caroline, we have a whole list of events, and I'm going to whip through these pretty quickly.
Okay.
These are sanctioned events through Broward 100. On Friday from 8 to 11 p.m., BACA, which is the Broward Contemporary Arts in Pompano Beach, presents Brazilian Sessions, Beatrice Malnick Trio. Malnick has performed and recorded with many Brazilian music luminaries, including the Brazilian pop superstar Toquinho. On Sunday, the Fort Lauderdale Orchid Society will be at the J.M. Lexus Sunday Jazz Brunch celebrating Broward County's 100th anniversary by giving away 100 native orchids found throughout South Florida. You need to show proof of residency of Broward County to receive one free orchid per household. Now through September 14th, Outre Theater Company presents Bed and Sofa at the Abdo New River Room at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. This enchanting three-character silent movie opera is based on Abram Room's scandalous 1926 Russian film comedy. NSU Art Museum Fort Lauderdale hosts the exhibit From Within and Without, the History of Haitian Photography through October 4th. The exhibition's nearly 350 works from the late 19th century to the present engages the history of photography in Haiti with the work of contemporary artists and photographers. On Saturday, September 12th, from 5 to 1 p.m., Margate Under the Moon will create a venue where residents can share their love for art, music, and culture on the northwest corner of Margate Boulevard and 441. Also on Saturday, September 12th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the City of Dania Beach presents its Founders Day celebration at Dania Beach City Hall. The event is free, and you should bring your lawn chairs for a day of food, fun, and entertainment. The 18th annual Lauderdale by the Sea Craft Festival takes place September 12th and 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. along A1A and Commercial Boulevard. You can visit with more than 100 artists exhibiting and selling their work in an outdoor gallery. The Art Brazil exhibition will be on display at ArtServe through September 25th. Evolving from its modernist roots, 21st century Brazilian art is known for vibrant colors, international urban influences, and trend-setting tendencies in painting, sculpture, glassworks, and other mediums. The Sunrise Civic Center Theater and Gallery presents a world music concert featuring Jorge Alfano on Saturday at 8 p.m. from the tablas of India to the quina quina flute of the Andes, Argentinian gauchos, and Bollywood dancers. It will keep everyone entertained. On Monday, September 7th, from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., learn from the experts of Flamingo Gardens with tours, presentations, and exhibits during their annual Native Bird Festival. And best of all, Labor Day is half price. On Friday, September 11th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., come dressed in your best Hawaiian shirts to celebrate Hawaii and the Polynesian Islands at Destination Friday event at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center. Dance to live island music and learn to hula. Take a virtual trip to Hawaii. Channel your inner child and try your hand at the ukulele. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
Well, Jody, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, and I hope everybody out there has a safe weekend.
And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. I'm sitting in today for Ed Bell, our producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. And Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks, as always, to the amazing Andy Wagner, who is our technical director today. Also like to thank our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Judith Bishop, and Dan Hudak, and of course, my friend Jody Horn-Lashinsky. You can feel free to call us with your comments. That number is 305-995-2258. Monday, we've got an interesting program coming up for you at 1 p.m. It's called Fired, Tales of Jobs Gone Bad. Most of us who earn a living have at one time or another been fired, let go, downsized, outsourced, canned. And you'll hear some funny, compelling, often hilarious stories at 1 p.m. here on WLRN. And I'm back with Topical Currents with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Have yourself a great weekend. Always keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Thanks so much for joining us today.